The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Good afternoon, everybody, and you're on Vashon. Hey, it's really great to be back with you today. I was gone last week, so I actually did miss being able to talk to all of you wonderful Vashonites. And I also wanted to, my God, I can't believe it. It's towards the end of May, and the weather's really starting to get nice. There's no question about that. But also, a little bit of rain today. But you know what? I can't believe it's already coming up to this coming up weekend is actually going to be Memorial Day weekend already? Wow. And I've got a guest with us today that's going to be talking about some events coming up with that. But we will talk to her in just a moment. But I also wanted to have a shout out to let you guys know that summer, as you know, is well upon us. And it's not too soon for all of the youth on the island to be reminded that a big part of the Strawberry Festival, which of course is in July, but it's not too early to start rehearsing if you have some kind of musical talent or poetry or you're in a band or singing, because we're going to be doing the annual Teen Jam again this year, which is the youth stage during the Vashon Strawberry Festival. And it's going to be at the Pandora's Box stage, and that's going to be on July 11th. It's a ways off, but I'll tell you what, if you want to get into it, start brushing up on your talents. And when I say talents, it could be any art form. So if you want to sign up for that, feel free to do so. All you have to do is contact outreach at vyfs.org for more information. That's outreach at vyfs.org for more information. That's for Teen Jam, coming up as a really big part of the annual Strawberry Festival here on Vashon. You know, I've been noticing on the activities for Center of the Arts and things like that, there's some really incredible talent coming up that we are so fortunate to be able to take part in here on our rural, remote island of Vashon, even though it is actually part of King County. A lot of people are surprised to hear that. But anyway, one of the things that's coming up just around the corner is Memorial Weekend. And it dawned on me that, hey, for those of you that work typically on Mondays, you probably have a holiday on Monday, this coming Monday, May 26th, because that is when we celebrate Memorial Day. In fact, I have a guest here today that's going to be talking about some of the events coming up for Memorial Day that are going to be at the Vashon Senior Center. So I'm really pleased to welcome once again one of my favorite guests, and that is Penny Stapleton. Penny, good to see you again.
Hi, Tom. How are you? It's so good to be back.
It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Time was getting down to the wire. I was kind of wondering.
Yes, it was.
But you're here.
Well, I broke my foot, and then I was getting into the car, and I fell.
Oh, no.
So I had to crawl into the car, get my crutches. You know, it was that kind of a deal.
You know, if Peggy says she's going to be somewhere, she'll be there no matter how many injuries she has to incur on the way. Girl, you are so resilient. I'm so extra pleased to have you today.
Well, you don't have any choice, really.
Well, you keep doing it. So tell us about what you have going on coming up. I know that there's something that's going to be Sunday, but then
right.
Monday is going to be fun too.
Yeah. Sunday, the is the Memorial Day weekend. Well, it's Sunday, Monday. On Sunday, it'll be the rededicating of King County's First World War II Memorial. Mm. And then we'll be celebrating the restored Memorial Garden. Vashon, the formal rededication is located in our back outdoor area, and Monday's community cookout will be there as well. But the Sunday's event is for just the veterans and their families.
Okay, and when you say out and back, you're talking about behind the senior center.
Yes, behind the senior center in that small area. They've redone the whole thing. It's completed now, and it's quite lovely. And it's going to be also on the wall. We will be unveiling our giving tree. And anybody can buy a gold leaf feather, or no, feather leaf, mm-hmm. that will go on the tree. And they'll have their veteran's name, their rank, and date of service.
Oh, then it'll be engraved right on the leaf.
Be engraved right on the leaf, yes.
What
so that's
great
on
tribute.
That's on Monday. They they'll be showing that, and then there'll be a complete cookout for everybody at the senior center. They're welcome. No ARVIS SVP is needed. However, with the Veterans Day on Sunday, they'd like to know how many people are coming. So if they could just give a call to the center, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so we're talking about two separate events.
Yes.
Both at the Senior Center, which is just right over on Bank Road, as most of you know, right down next to Cafe Luna's, mm-hmm. right in the next complex. But two separate events, and the World War II Memorial Rededication Ceremony. It's going to be starting at 2 p.m., and once again, this is primarily for families and loved ones of people that
right.
that been participated in with our armed services, and that they are requesting an RSVP, and because seating is limited at that particular event, and the phone number at the Senior Center, in case you don't have it, that's 206-463-5173. So that's going to be on Sunday, this coming Sunday, May 25th. And then, Penny, a little bit more information about the Monday celebration?
Yeah, I'd just like to add that the Memorial Day on Sunday is specifically honoring Thomas and Ladd Backus, who were brothers, were killed within 3 months of each other near the end of the war.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Backus family lives here on the island, and they will be attending the ceremony, and then they're going to have dignitaries from all the military bases coming. Chaplain will, begin the whole program, and it's quite an honor have them here. And it used to be the building used to be a library that they built. In memorial.
The Backus family?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And they built it in honor of their boys. And then I think in the 80s, the senior center bought the building for $1.
Wow.
Because it was originally a library.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
the original library.
Fascinating.
So then they bought the building for $1 and they turned it into the senior center.
Interesting. What a great legacy for the Backus family.
Yes, yes.
And
we really appreciate all their help.
So at the dedication, I would imagine there's going to be probably officials from Fort Lewis and McCord
yes.
Air Force Base.
Yes, the chaplain's coming from there. And I'm not sure if the Coast Guard people are coming. They've been invited. I haven't checked to see if they've RSVP'd yet. But it's going to be a big celebration. And both days, the streets will be closed.
Wow.
We're closing the streets off.
So this is a big deal.
Oh, yes. Yes. Very big deal. And I'm really honored to be a part of it. I just think it's really special.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they couldn't have, the senior center couldn't have anybody better than Penny to be out there waving the flag
and me.
Spreading the word. That's that's you.
Well, I have a story to tell if we have time.
Oh, well, you know what? We are definitely going to have time.
Okay.
And let's take a really quick little musical break. And you know what, folks? We're going to hear more from Penny in just a minute. So stay tuned for more excitement. Rodney Atkins, It's America, and we're talking with Penny Stapleton, and she's telling us all about something coming up that's a big American celebration at the Senior Center. That's going to be Sunday and Monday coming up for Memorial Weekend. Penny, you mentioned that you have a story coming up that you want to share with us, I believe, right?
Well, it's a little part of my history and how I was involved with veterans all my life. For some reason or another, it just happened that way. And when I was a kid, I was young, I wanted to get out in the world and see something of the world. So I left cold Minnesota at 50 below zero.
Oh, I can relate.
And landed in Honolulu, Hawaii, 84 degrees on the beach.
What a contrast.
Yes, I was so glad. Anyway, I lived among the local Hawaiian families. And in living with them, they taught me how they keep their culture and their history before all the family, so they don't forget where they came from. And that part of it is it's done by what they call talking.
Talking circles.
Yeah, right.
And the talking stick.
Yeah, well, that's part, that was very much like that, yes. And So I learned how to do that.
Nice.
So we would go down on the beach, and you didn't have to go to the bars or anything to date. You just went down to the beach. When I arrived there, there were 60,000 servicemen on the island of Oahu alone.
Wow.
That was in 1963.
My gosh.
And pretty soon, not long after that, I noticed, I looked out to sea, and there were about 50 ships lined up outside, out in the ocean, a huge flotilla. And the boys on the beach, you know, we're talking, and they're a little nervous, and they don't know what's going on, and they weren't told anything, so none of us knew.
You mean the locals or the other?
No, the military.
Oh, the servicemen.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Right. And those ships were out there for about a week, and they wouldn't let. And they were filled with young men. Loaded down with packs, and they wouldn't let them off the ships because there was no place to put them. There were so many of them.
Wow.
And so all of a sudden, I learned later that my brother was on one of those ships, but I didn't know it. And also my fiance was on one of those ships.
And you had no idea?
I had no idea.
Wow.
And then one day I woke up, went down to the beach. It was like a ghost town, nobody there. And usually you had lots and lots of people and nobody in town. And I looked out to see the ships were gone and they were on their way to Vietnam.
Oh my God.
So it was pretty scary and we did not know what was going on because it was all very hush hush. So I was in nurse's training and I had a feeling that we were gonna be needed. And I volunteered with the hospital, the military hospitals.
In Honolulu.
Uh-huh. And pretty soon, very injured boys were coming to Honolulu. They had been triaged in Japan, but then they came to Honolulu. Mm. So we did what we could for them, and then they were sent on to Southern California go into the veterans hospitals. So... But at that point, now this is over a period of time, but at that point I had learned that my fiancé never made it back.
Oh, my gosh.
And my brother did. And so I moved back to the Bay Area, to San Francisco area, where I eventually married. My husband was a Navy vet working in the reserves. And he was also, he was a surgeon in the medical corps, and so he was in charge of the Veterans Hospital in Livermore, which is about an hour and a half from San Francisco. So he asked me if I'd go up with him. So we drove every day up there, and we because they were sending the very seriously injured ones to Livermore. So my husband would do the surgery. I would help the other nurses, you know, patch up and sew and medicate, and that was when I started teaching the boys to talk story.
Okay, so that's the tie-in now.
That's the tie-in.
Okay.
Yes. And I had asked a friend of mine in Honolulu before I left, why do you talk story? And they said, all of them agreed. They said that it was to get the bad out and the good in.
Wow.
And it really did work. With these boys, because when they started talking about their histories, they were frightened and they missed their girlfriends and, you know, that sort of thing. And they were so badly injured. And I would say that most of them were not going to leave the hospital situation.
And what a beautiful organic form of therapy.
Yes. Oh, it was the only thing that they had, basically. And it worked. It really did help them. So... Then when that was over with, the next thing that I was involved with was the Iraqi war. I was working at an airport in charge of a gift shop where across the hall, the boys that were going over to Iraq were all congregating, you know, to get on the plane. And that was when security had just first started. So their folks had to leave them at the, you know, at the front of the airport. So here are these 18, 19-year-old kids. They didn't know what was going on.
Pre-TSA.
Yes. And
I guess TSA was in force then.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, it was
just
starting.
I got you.
Yeah. So I would sit them down and I'd talk story to them and I'd ask them, you know, get them to talk. And they'd tell me where they were from because they were from all over the country. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of helped them get on the plane and go over. And I made them promise me that they would check back with me if they ever came through again. And they all did.
They did.
They did. They came back. They threw their arms around me and they said, "We were so glad to be able to talk to you."
I said,
"You go home and talk story."
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you can imagine the level of anxiety, the level of PTSD.
Scary. We didn't know about PTSD then.
Yep.
Had no clue.
Well, back in the day, you used to just refer to it as shell shock.
Shell shock. Right. Yes, that's exactly right. So wow. I was working with the vets, and here we are now again. I'm back with the vets on Sunday and Monday. Well, so to all your vets out there, I'll be there. You can come and talk story to me.
Well, Peggy, I got to hand it to you. You have never stopped, actually, because Penny, you have never stopped helping people and being of service. Because I remember the last time you were on the show, you shared about we're going back into the 60s and 70s in San Francisco in the days of Haight-Ashbury,
right,
in the hippie days, where you had people overdosing on drugs that they did not know where they were coming from, and there was no support for addicts back then.
Nothing.
And here between you and your doctor husband.
Right, yeah.
You were taking them in.
Yeah. And then we also, I didn't mention it, but when the AIDS problem hit in San Francisco, nobody wanted to take care of them because everybody was afraid that they might get AIDS. And they had no idea about the illness.
Well, they used to refer to it as the gay disease.
Yeah, the gay disease. So, and you know, really, if you look back at the statistics back in those days, there were just as many women and children that had AIDS.
Absolutely.
It was, you know, that's the way it was. But my husband and I would drive up from his clinic in San Jose every night to take care of those boys because they were just laying there, nobody to take care of them at San Francisco General Hospital.
Well, not only that, but a tie-in with your talking circles.
Right.
They needed a place and the families needed a place some support. So after you would close up the clinic, if I remember the story correctly, when you were done, when your husband was done, I mean, you guys put in long, excruciating days anyway, you would open up your facility to invite the families to come in to be able to talk.
Right. And I taught them how to talk to these people because it is different. It is completely different. We treated, we were talking about stroke patients, people that had a mental disorder, drugs, alcohol, birth defects. Everyone had to be treated differently.
So I guess the lesson that I'm hearing is when you have an opportunity to listen to someone from another culture share something with you, in your case, it was the talking circle.
Right.
Then be sure to listen, because what a beautiful gift. Sometimes we have no idea the ripple effect.
Right, and you can pass it on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because if you sat and listened out of respect to somebody wanting to share something of their culture with you, you have passed it on to countless people that I'm assuming have then been able to pass that on to their friends and relatives and people in need.
Right. It's the past being brought forward to the present and then the present going into the future. And what more can you ask for, really?
And that's the beauty of planting seeds.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why we call this show Adventures in Recovery.
Yes.
Penny has her adventures, and I love hearing her stories because she is just rich with, well, every day I see you, whenever I do see you, it's something else that she pulls out of her bag of talents and tricks and history. And you know what, folks? It's all about sharing what we have. And that's what keeps the planet going. And I'm here to tell you, the older a person gets, I am a senior, that the faster time seems to go by.
I know.
So we want to take advantage of the time that we have left and share what we have with others.
Can I add something about the Monday?
Absolutely.
I neglected to say that will be the kickoff of a very unique fundraiser in support of the Senior Center. Our local artist, Nan Later, has donated her talents and time to create a wall featuring a giving tree. And that's the tree that the leaves will be attached to.
And that's going to be a permanent display there.
And permanent display, and that will be happening on Monday. But there's also a lot of music. We're going to have the River Band, I believe is it is, and they're going to even have a bagpiper.
Oh, how fun. And from what I understand, there's some refreshments in order too on the Monday event.
Yes, hot dogs and, you know, all the toppings, and then watermelon and other treats.
Of course. Well, everybody, come on down to the Senior Center. If you're not part of the dedication on Sunday, then grab the family and come on down at Monday. The festivities on Monday looks like they're going to start about 1 o'clock, and that's going to go right through till about 4 p.m. That's Monday, May 26th at the Senior Center. So I want to thank my guest again. Penny, it's always a joy to have you, and I know I'll be having you again to share your stories with the public.
Love to come.
Promise?
Ahead. Promise. It's a promise. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks again, Penny. Closing it out with a little Bob Marley, Feeling the Love today. Tom Walston, one.